We need to pick a good starting point, I think. How about right now?
Let's do it. Let's start the show.
Yeah.
Love is in the air.
What did we... Yeah.
Everywhere happy, you look around.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, yesterday.
And for those of you who are single and were miserable, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Buck up.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, people celebrate, what's it? There is either... It's Valentine's Day or... they call it Singles Awareness Day. Is that what it
like, is? That that's the thing.
I think,
huh?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. And I don't know if that's what it's called or not, because I even if I was single, it was still Valentine's Day. Like
right.
It's like whatever. I was never like jaded and bitter that like I don't have a Valentine, but I get it. It is kind of crappy.
I always thought like when you're single, and you say for example, and you're a guy and who likes girls,
right?
And you hear a girl say, ugh, I hate Valentine's Day. You might get laid. You're like, opening.
Well, would you like me to buy you a drink?
Yes. I hate Valentine's Day, too. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Then have sex.
Let's talk about that real quick. And then have sex. Oh, man.
But, of course, I'm spoken for.
Yeah, me too.
Happily. Happily
yeah.
And
glee, so. I don't know what I was going to say.
Dude, you're becoming me.
I know. It happened.
You know, it's in the afternoon. Well, it's in the early evening.
It was the shot of whiskey, I think.
There you go. The fireball. The fireball got the best of you.
It was Tennessee with, I don't even know what it's called. Jack Daniels Fire. We'll call it that. It's not Fireball.
No, it's not
it's
Fireball.
Jack
you're
Daniels
right.
Tennessee Fire, I think is what it's called.
Woo-hoo! Have you ever tried the honey one?
Yeah, that one's good too. It's real sweet, but it's good.
Huh. Yeah, that's the one I wanted to try.
I like all things Jack Daniels. If it says Jack Daniels on it, I'll drink it.
I'll drink it.
That has everything to do with Valentine's Day. I like whiskey.
And I hate Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
I,
double
yeah.
like there, your the odds way, just went up fourfold.
Can I buy you a shot?
I hate Valentine's Day, but I like whiskey. You're the girl of my dreams. So.
But no, I am happily taken. I'm smitten, as it were. According to Bambi. This is Twitter-pated. That's what they say in Bambi.
Do they? It's been a long time.
You haven't seen Bambi?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. What is that song? I don't know. But it's a BJ and Jared only episode for the Valentine's Day. So, but for real, I hope you had a good one. Whether you're single or not, I hope it was a good, enjoyable day for you. Maybe you got some candy and some flowers. Now, I like getting flowers. Do you like getting flowers?
You know, I don't get flowers that often,
but,
you know.
But do you like flowers?
I love flowers. No, I love flowers.
There is a...
I'm a flower guy.
Yeah, but there's a... What's it called? I guess stereotype. I know that's a good enough word. Where, like, guys don't like flowers.
Well,
Or not that they don't like them, but how often does a girl buy you flowers?
Not very often.
Right.
I mean, that just... Because it's just not... It's not part of our culture.
Do you buy flowers for?
I do not often.
Not enough. It's never enough.
No, I don't know. I hope it's enough. Like
right.
there, because I do think that they're too much. There's too much.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like there's a fine line between I'm in love with somebody and I'm desperately trying to stake my claim.
Right. No, it's
to
true.
This person in
Very
front
true.
Of everybody.
Right.
You know.
But see, like we could talk about, oh man. Whew, before we get into that, remind me to talk about flowers. I want to do our business stuff
all right,
first.
Let's go flowers later.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks everyone for joining us here in Life's Binge. This is going to be episode 37, I believe. If my math is correct.
Going to be our Valentine's Day episode.
Valentine's Day episode, the day after Valentine's Day. But we're still sponsored by Film in Diego, which airs Thursday nights on KPBS at 11 o'clock. Film in Diego highlights San Diego filmmakers and talent and talks about film festivals and all sorts of goodies. So check out Film in Diego on KPBS at 11 o'clock at night. And that's a super fun show, and we're super grateful for them for sponsoring us.
Indeed. You can stream it
yes.
At kpbs.org. So if there's episodes that you missed, I didn't catch the last one live, but I caught it online. And you know what's cool about the show?
What is that, BJ?
Do you watch Ken Kramer?
I have seen Ken Kramer, yes.
So if you're from San Diego,
yeah.
Which is where we record, Ken Kramer does a series on PBS, on the local PBS station, called About San Diego, mm-hmm. and he goes around and he talks about these different places. It's fascinating.
Isn't he like the coolest? Like, he just seems like the coolest.
Yeah, and they talk about these different little things and sometimes bigger things in San Diego, some of which you would, oh, I've heard of that, but you didn't know the history behind it.
Yeah.
Some of it you've never heard of, but it's a fascinating story behind it, and he kind of explains everything. This is almost like Ken Kramer's San Diego show.
Yeah.
Because they go into these different places around town, and so as well as talking about the film community, and
yeah, it's super cool. So just check it out, not just because they sponsor us, but it's actually a really cool show.
It's very entertaining.
So yeah,
very entertaining.
And you'll learn a thing or two about San Diego. So if you are from San Diego, it's really cool to check it out. And if you're not from San Diego, then you'll learn that you know, film is not just for LA. Mm-hmm. It's part of San Diego too. It's really cool.
And you can find us on amodernprofession.com. That's the website that our consortium of talent working together.
Yeah, it's our network.
Network of lots of talented podcasts. You definitely want to check out This Week in Zoltan. Zoltan is a very funny comedian, and he puts out a podcast every week.
Well, he calls it, he says it's his weekly podcast. It's like a day or a week in the life of, and he was very adamant that it's not a diary, because diaries are
good.
For girls.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say it's kind of like a diary.
No, it's not a diary.
But it's not a diary.
Diaries are for girls, is what
he says. So imagine a diary for dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny dudes who travel around doing comedy.
Yeah, Zoltan is very funny. His podcast is very entertaining. It's usually about 30 minutes or so, mm-hmm. Just because he kind of checks in. He goes on tour a lot because mm-hmm. he's like a comedian. And he is actually somewhat well known and goes on tour. So it's just really cool to like hear him check in and give shout outs to what he's doing, where he's at. And every once in a while he plays Will Smith songs. And how can you not want to hear some Will Smith, right?
I don't know how you couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. So check out This Week in Zoltan. You can find him at amodernprofession.com. But search out This Week in Zoltan on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. And be sure and subscribe to his podcast because it's super great. And yeah. So there's that.
But ours is Life's a Binge. And if you happen to be listening for the first time because you were participating in our poll.
Facebook poll.
About what's your favorite romantic movie or romantic couple
on
from
TV,
a TV show.
Yeah.
That's what Jared put up.
Yeah.
Then welcome. And I'm glad that you gave us a listen because we have a lot of fun here every week. We've been doing this now for 36 weeks.
37 weeks.
We've done it for a lot, for more than 30 weeks.
That's true.
Every week.
Yeah.
Every single week. We've been dropping.
And they're all available. I bumped up the storage on the Podomatic, man. We got archive. Every episode is available live on iTunes,
on Podomatic.
Stitcher, and Podomatic.
Oh, really?
Darn tootin'. But you can also find them on our website as well, which is
lifespinch.com. You can find them everywhere.
Yeah.
But there's lots of different topics you can check out. Like, oh, I really like Seinfeld. I want to hear what they say about that.
Oh,
boom.
That was a good
check
one.
It out. That's old school. That's like the second or third one or something like that.
Well, and that's the thing. We talked about Breaking Bad so long ago, I almost want to rehash it.
We could do it again easily.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we got tons of
stuff. Well, you know what they got now? Well, maybe, I don't know. All right, let's start.
Yeah, anyway, you can find us at lifesabinge.com. Follow us on facebook.com/lifesabinge, Twitter at lifesabinge, Instagram lifesabinge. If you have any questions, email us at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And yeah, just go to the website. There's tons of goodies there, pictures, and a nifty little donate button. So you can, if you feel like you want to donate a little something, something, then check us out. So there's all that. But anyway, we're going to dive right on into Valentine's Day here at Life's a Binge.
Life's a binge.
Right?
Yes. That's the best. That's the best go-to.
I can't help it.
It's the best go-to sound clip, music clip.
I can't help it.
I want you to play it 10 more times.
I'm sure I will. I got it queued up just to hit that drum. Boom. And
all right, cool.
Because it's, you can't. It's perfect. Anyway, you were saying something, and Whitney so blatantly interrupted you.
Hey, you know what? Whitney takes me with her, you know, so when she comes in and she steps in the room and starts, you know, especially when she hits that part of the song.
Okay. It's the best part.
So,
yeah.
Yep.
Did anybody say The Bodyguard on your list, I'm wondering?
No, not that I noticed. I didn't notice. But I hear that's a very good romantic movie.
Have you never seen The Bodyguard?
I have never seen it.
It's, yeah. Oh, just for, like, I don't know. that moment when he's like carrying her in the rain, you're like, ah,
that's a good moment.
And the song is, yeah, it's so good. It's like iconic movie moment. And I don't even remember the movie. I just know that, that so, happens.
Okay, then let me rephrase that. Maybe I did see it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
You got a lot of people to comment on your list.
There were a ton, ton. It was really impressive.
And what impressed me the most about, because I asked who was your favorite, or you know, who's the best, or who's your favorite TV couple or like TV romance?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of couples slash like romances, and I'm like, I never would have picked that. But like people said, like Dan and Roseanne from Roseanne.
I could see that too, though.
And when I saw that, I was like, that is so great.
Yeah.
Because they are so good together.
Right.
Like they just, it's awesome. And so I have a whole big old list. And you have your, question you posed?
The question I posed was, what is your favorite romantic movie or movies? Please participate. Thanks.
Got it.
And probably 65 or more people participated, which is really nice. So, but before we go into what they thought,
okay,
let's do our top few of each genre there.
Perfect.
So, because I was thinking about that, and I'm really glad we did this poll because it really helped bring a lot of movies.
There's
a lot. There's a lot. And I knew there was, but for whatever reason, when I'm thinking of them, I can't, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because there's so many of them. It's like when, you know, you say, hey, what's your favorite person on The Simpsons?
Exactly.
You're like, everyone.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know.
And next week, tune in.
Exactly. Right. I don't know. But there's so much out there. And what I discovered by the poll, or just the question, really, it wasn't really a poll, because I didn't really give anybody any options. It was an open-ended question.
True.
But what I discovered was that there's a lot of – it varies, like, by person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is kind of – you know, you could be a horror movie person and think that, you know, some horror movie, like – or not horror, but like Shaun of the Dead, I know, got listed on your list as, like, your favorite romantic movie. And I'm like, yeah, Beth, like, kind of mentioned
Beth
that.
Beth loves that one.
Right. And I was like, you know, it just depends on your personal taste, your personal style.
Right.
Like, I got Dr. Picard – or Captain Picard and Dr. Crusher – from Star Trek.
I don't remember that romance at
and
all.
And they kind of had an ongoing thing. So and so
now was Troy.
She was with
the captain
with Riker.
Riker. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, but you know what I mean? Like, I never when I say
it who's doesn't the register best, with her with that.
Yeah. Like, when I say who's the best TV couple, I never in a million years would have gone to Star Trek Next Generation.
But some people would, which is cool.
And when they mentioned that, I'm like, yeah, like
right.
that. They were great. Like,
cool.
They were great together.
So I haven't seen any of yours,
got
which
it.
I'm kind of excited about hearing them. You probably have seen a lot of mine.
Yeah, I looked at a little bit of it,
but that's it's all good. It's all good. So anyway, on movie wise,
yeah.
When I think romantic movies, it's so funny. I go to probably the most cliche romantic movie.
Which is?
The Notebook.
Really?
Yeah, I love The Notebook. Okay. I love The Notebook.
I like The Notebook, too.
And it's funny because I've seen, like, on my list, there's a lot of people who listen to The Notebook.
Yep.
And then we got some folks who were like, our friend Amber Guesa was like, it's the worst thing ever.
Well, it's not. But see, that's the thing. Like, a romantic movie can end in tragedy. It can.
Right.
Like, not a bunch of them, but there is a good portion of them that typically do. Because they take you on this journey of like, oh, they're so in love. They're so in love. And then you see the end of it. And it's like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Why did I have to see the end of it?
Right.
Like, that's a bummer.
Well, for The Notebook, and I guess you should say spoiler alert, because
The Notebook.
The Notebook has been out for a long time, but if you never saw The Notebook, just give us 3 minutes and don't listen, because we got to talk about the movie, why it's, like, I think it's great.
It's so great.
But one of the things that I like about it is Rachel McAdams is very attractive. Ryan Gosling is very attractive.
Yep.
And they're whether it's just acting or if it's a legitimate
chemistry is
it's
perfect.
It is. It's great.
Yeah.
It's really palpable chemistry between the two.
Yep.
And so, like, I thought that was real nice.
Yeah.
And then the end of it is fucking brutal.
It's rough.
It's so, I mean, it's like.
But it's so happy, though.
It's great. No, it's great. It's so effective. Like, I've never, like, had a emotional tool used so effectively on me than that. And when she realizes, it's, you know, because at the end of it, you know, spoiler alert, it's Alzheimer's.
Yeah, she has Alzheimer's and doesn't remember.
She doesn't remember the whole thing. So he reads her the stories every time. And then at some point, she realizes that was us. And it's so emotionally.
Yeah.
Like.
And when they start dancing and you're like, oh, she remembers. And then like and then 30 forgets, seconds later.
That's brutal.
She forgets and like flips it's out. And so like, who hard. Are you? Get out of here.
Yeah. That's oh, hard, man. Dude.
Oh, it's rough.
I think I was just like had to turn the volume way up because I'm like, ah!
No, it is rough, dude.
It's so I think it's great. It does what it's supposed to do. Yeah. It did it to me, you know. So it's okay if it doesn't work for everybody. That's cool.
No, but it's very touching and it's very.
So that's like probably romantic. The first movie that I think of.
The first one that came to my mind was the very first one that came to my mind was like Sleepless in Seattle. Now, that's just because that one pops in there, but. If I'm going to go down that road, I have to pick Harry Met Sally because I think that's a better movie in general, but it's also, to me, a better romantic
story. It's a better romantic story because it plays out over a long period of time.
Right, and you see
and
them,
they grow into their romance.
Right, which is perfect. And like it plays on the, you know, marrying your best friend type
right.
thing, mm-hmm. which hits home as far as like romance goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and I also really, really like the parts about the little inserts of that movie where you see like
other couples
are like, well, I met him back in, you know, third grade in 1942 and da 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 da, and he got shipped off to war, but I waited every day for him. And like those little inserts in that movie are just like, aw, you know what I mean?
Yes.
they just warm your heart and you're like, that's great. But the fact that they don't, I mean, she says that like she hates him or they can't stand him when she meets him.
Right.
But then they become really good friends and like that's all they say. You know, we're just friends, we're just friends, we're just friends.
Right.
And then, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Like, you're clearly in love with each other. But I love that movie. I love when Harry met Sally.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there.
And Meg Ryan's just so like cute.
She's very
like,
cute. She's very attractive.
I've always loved Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
She's just so cute. And like when she gets her little like, because she has this like perfect little like puffy eyes, and when she gets her little sad face going, you're just like, oh, you know, like you just can't. Oh, she's adorable.
No, she
was like
I hate to say was like she's dead.
No, but you know, she was like America's sweetheart for the 80s.
She
like,
was. No, her, she like, absolutely time. Was. And like you know, and it's funny too because like somebody posted this. Video. It was MJ who we keep wanting to get on on the show, but MJ posted a thing from some obscure movie with Debbie Reynolds in it.
Oh, the football thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw
and I was
that.
Like, she is adorable.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you could see how they're, you know, through the history of cinema and movies and American culture, there are times when these certain people are America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like that you fall in love with them because. The way that just because
they're just that they're just that captivating
yeah.
and like adorable like adorable it, like I don't know that's not the best word to describe like an adult female
it's not,
that's
you know,
like
but...
an actress who's like very passionate and very successful and very good she's a very good actor but it's like you know, you're just like, wait, you're so adorable.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, that's the right word. But
in your
I don't
fantasy,
know.
You're like, I want to be in love with her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
that's
so.
The person that I want to be in love with, too.
Right.
And like, so. She's just the one that encapsulates it at the time. Right.
Right. Yeah. For everybody. Yeah.
So Harry Met Sally is definitely up there. But it's funny that I say Sleep in Seattle because it's also Meg Ryan.
Right.
So
you like Meg Ryan? Nothing wrong with that.
I do have the, she's like on my list, I think, of like so. All time favorite celebrity. Ladies,
right on. Ryan. That's a good. No, it's a good one.
Yeah.
So number two or so, depending. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do a hard listing.
Yeah.
But Say Anything.
That's a good one too.
I love Say Anything, and I have a history with this movie.
Okay.
It came out in like 89 or so.
I think so. Yeah.
About 89 mm-hmm. or so. I had a girl at the time that I was crazy about.
Okay.
Probably my first, like, super crazy about girlfriend.
Yep.
And it's funny because so many years later, 26 years later or so, it's it's so I view it so differently now.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. But
the movie or the
romance. Oh, got it. The romance.
Perfect.
The movie, no, I still see great. But I remember, like, I wanted to. She was who I was thinking about when I watched this movie.
Yeah, you hear like a love song on the radio, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's the girl. Right.
Well,
yeah.
No, I just like when I watch this movie and see the story play out. You always put, I mean, inevitably, you put yourself in the
role.
Well,
that's like me in The Notebook. Like, it's 100% me in The Notebook. Like,
no, that's it. Is for every movie. I mean, you put yourself in that position for everyone. So, and then you put somebody else in generally.
Of course.
You put somebody else in the other one.
Yep.
And so she was always, you know, Ione Sky character. Uh-huh. And I was John Cusack. And so.
In your eyes.
Yeah, what a great cut.
Oh, it's so iconic. It's like, that is like one of the most iconic movie moments.
It is. And, you know, and it's so funny because you think about it now, and I'm sure everyone who's listening is very aware and familiar with John Cusack holding a boombox over his head at the edge of a park. So it plays into the bedroom window of the girl he's crazy about. Yeah. And people go like, that's stalkery and everything. Right. I'm like, whatever. It's still romantic. You know, Romeo was pretty stalkery.
It's a very
going up to the Juliet's
it's
balcony.
The grand gesture. It's like, you know, it's like the it's like
it is.
I'm going to show you the best way I can, and it's like
by
playing this song that we listened to and like had our moment to and like whatever. And it's like I have to do this. Boom. And he stands there with the boombox. Oh,
it's great. It's so Cameron Crowe at his best. You know, at his best.
Yeah.
And he's someone to me who writes romance good.
Oh,
not everybody writes romance. Aaron Sorkin writes romance crappy, if you ask me. I'm not.
What is an Aaron Sorkin romance?
TV's like the Newsroom.
There's romance in it.
Yes.
Oh,
and it's poor. Yeah. It's really bad. And then,
but
there's
it's
other
Jerry
TV
Maguire.
Shows.
Let me tell you that.
Jerry Maguire is good.
That's Cameron Crowe.
That's Cameron Crowe too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you had me at hello. Come on.
Yeah, no, that's all good. That's all good.
Yeah,
I don't think that got on the list. I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna find out when we look to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Say Anything is my second choice.
So. For me, just at the time that when it came out, I have to pick Titanic.
Okay.
And now, when you can take a tragedy like the Titanic and turn it into one of the greatest love stories in movie history. Like, it was the top grossing movie forever because when that movie came out, I was a teenager and we went and saw, like, everyone that is in my generation saw that movie at least three times in the theater because it was just like you took your date to see Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh man, oh, I'll never let go. You know what I mean? Like, it was so good. And like, Leo was like, that's when he became like
he's a
leading
movie star.
Man.
Yeah,
like,
he's a
that's
movie
when
star.
He became, Leonardo DiCaprio was Titanic. And it's just, not only is that movie great for the grandeur of the Titanic and the tragedy of the Titanic, but the love story in it is so good and as cheesy as it is, when My Heart Will Go On starts playing, you're just like, to this day, you hear that and you're just like, Jack and Rose, oh man.
Yeah.
But see, that's what a good song can do, because in that same kind of vein, there's Armageddon, which isn't so much like a love story movie, but when you hear, you know, Aerosmith.
Is that what song is it?
Don't wanna close my eyes. You're just like, man, that song is so good. And like, it just ties in all the like romantic part of the movie, and it's just rough. And like, the main love story of Armageddon is, you know, father
the
daughter.
End of the world.
No, it's the father daughter. It's the father daughter and the father son.
Right.
Like, romance there.
All right.
But that is a whole different can of worms.
Yeah.
But like, Titanic, the Jack and Rose thing is just it's so good.
All right.
And it's like, I don't know. So it's kind of like The Notebook, where it's like, you know, upper class, like, rich girl, and like, lower class, poor boy. And maybe because I was the poor boy, you know what I mean? Growing up, like,
that's the romantic role, is the poor boy. It's never that romantic to be the rich guy.
Right, but that's who I was growing up, so maybe that's why I identify with these movies that are listing, because I was like,
so you identified with
John
Cusack.
You're telling me there's a chance. Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so all these movies so far where it's like this rich girl, parents disapprove, and like, the poor boy is like, I can win the girl anyway.
Right.
And like, and they always do in the movies. So it gives, I don't know, maybe it's just the male perspective that I'm coming from, but it always like gave me a chance.
Uh-huh.
And like,
exactly,
you know, shoot for the stars.
Made you hopeful as a viewer.
Exactly.
You're like, so I have to go back to Say Anything just for a moment,
because
you were talking about dads.
Oh, yeah.
And the storyline with the dad and the daughter is fantastic. Like, yeah. That makes me want to weep, like, just thinking about it. Like, that whole storyline is so good.
Well, and how she is so open and, like...
She is, yeah. And they have this incredible relationship.
It's a great relationship.
Yeah.
Right? Where normally it's like, oh, he's such a jerk and, like, da-da-da. Like, that's normally, like, how it goes in at least modern movies. Like,
right.
Gets them out and like, ugh, I don't want to talk to you about anything. But she's like, I'm talking to you. Like, what more do you want?
Right.
Ah, oh, that's a good moment.
He's her best friend.
Yeah.
So yeah. So all right. So without weeping this entire hour.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't start a timer either. We're gonna have to get a yell at from Todd or something when we're blathering on, because I'll talk about lovey-dovey stuff
forever. So yeah, well, we might have to do two episodes.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
But my third movie, I'm gonna like combine two movies.
Okay.
By the same not author.
Okay.
But they're both Steve Martin movies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So
The Jerk.
Roxanne.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, the jerk.
Yeah,
because she's got my name tattooed on her ass.
Bernadette and Peters.
More people are going to see
it.
No, I was thinking the other girl, the biker. Anyway,
oh, right.
Bernadette Peters is adorable in that movie. But no, Roxanne. I had a big soft spot for Roxanne.
Okay.
When that came out.
Sure.
Because it's another one where it's like, oh, you know, you're a great guy, but people don't think about you that way.
Yeah.
That's like that just,
oh, yeah.
Just dude. Especially when I saw like, that
friend
and I was
zone,
like,
friend
yeah,
zone,
I was like 17
zone.
Or, yeah. or 16. I was yeah, super insecure about love and romance at that time. So that one just totally spoke to me. But of course, that's just a modern telling of Cyrano de Bergerac.
Right.
But I thoroughly enjoyed it and I thoroughly got into that. And the other one is a Steve Martin movie, L.A. Story, which I just think is very romantic.
Got it.
When the weather changes at the end, you know, and Steve Martin is a romantic, like he's a big time romantic. And so he speaks to me, and I listen.
That's great. I can't really like put my finger down on like another, like a top three
mm-hmm. or another
me.
One.
Right.
But, is there another one that comes to your mind?
Well, it's dumb and it's cheesy, but 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, like as dumb as that movie is, it's also super sweet and super great because like there's a part in the movie where they're like, you know, he's telling the story of like his relationship. And like, if you don't know that movie, she has amnesia where she like wakes up thinking it's the same day every day. So like to her, it's always
seen it, so.
You've never seen 50 First Dates. Mm-mm. Oh man. So Drew Barrymore is
is adorable too.
Right.
Like she's,
well, and they're great.
To,
like Wedding Singer, like Adam
agreed.
Sandler and Drew Barrymore are
agreed.
They're great together.
I agree.
But so she is in this car accident and like wakes up every day thinking it's that morning. So she has this weird case of amnesia where she wakes up and she thinks it's the same day every day. And so he's telling the story of that. Like, he tries to, basically, every day he tries to make her fall in love with him again, right?
So it's almost like The Notebook in a way, kind of.
Kind of,
sort
right.
of similar. There's a similar theme there.
Right, where he's, like, trying to make her fall in love with him every day. And so, like, there's a scene where he's, like, describing, you know, I have to make her fall in love with me every day. And, like, all the other women, like, look at their husbands and, like, psh, you don't do that for me. Like,
right.
blah, blah. So it's just kind of, it's kind of funny. But it's super cute, and it's a comedy, and it just popped into my head for some reason. But there's, you know, so many romantic movies, like, to try and narrow them down. Like, Love Actually, I think, counts.
That's a great
A lot
great
of people
one.
Think it's, like, a Christmas movie, but it's just, it's well, all about love
I guess
and relationships.
When I don't,
and,
I really enjoy Love Actually, and I enjoy it as a Christmas movie, and we talked about it as a Christmas movie.
Right.
But there isn't a particular storyline.
That you
I guess because there's so many
to?
Of them. Right. Yeah, because there's so many. I mean, I kind of sort of relate to them all, but
right.
I don't really glom onto it like you do on other
right.
stories.
It's just more of an outside observer. Like, this is a very romantic movie, but mm-hmm. you're not like putting yourself into it where you're like, oh man, I'm that guy.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
we talked about all those ones where you're like, oh man, I got a chance. Like, a guy, I got this. Like, I can do
yeah.
this. Right. And so it's just rough. Like, Dirty Dancing's another one that I'm sure a lot of people list is like the greatest romance
that was
movie.
On there that was on my list I think that's a good one, that's a very good one. And
but I also like I mentioned Sleepless in Seattle, but the other, like, You've Got Mail, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movie but it's like it was
They had a good thing going.
It's like Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler. They're like, we're gonna make a rom com and it's gonna be great because people love us together. And you're just kind of like, oh, like as an audience member, you're like, oh, what if? Wouldn't it be great if they just, if they really kind of hooked up and like they were the couple?
So before we go, before we start looking at the lists, and giving people their shout outs for their things, another one that I didn't see on my list and probably won't even if I left it up for a year.
Sure.
Broadcast News. Have you ever seen Broadcast News?
I have not
seen Broadcast News. It's okay. So that was a movie that came out in the late 80s. It's Albert Brooks, Holly Hunter.
Got it.
And
I love Holly Hunter.
And William Hurt. So, and it takes place, they're all news people.
Got it.
They work in news. William Hurt is a very attractive anchor, but he's not that bright. Albert Brooks, on the other hand, is a very, very bright guy.
Right, but he's Albert Brooks.
Very average Albert Brooks looking.
Yeah.
And he has curly hair, so like that always like spoke to me.
Yeah.
And so he's in love with Holly Hunter, and it doesn't end well.
Right.
Like for him.
That's a bummer.
Well, I mean,
well, they did that a lot in the 80s. Like Ducky from, was he in Pretty in Pink?
Right.
Where.
He doesn't
get the girl.
Yeah, and then, you're like, the fucking good-looking guy gets him every time.
16 Candles, the same thing. You're like, Andrew Michael Hall, like the nerdy kid. Nope, she goes for the guy, the jock guy instead. You're like, dang it! Like, ah!
Yeah.
But yeah.
So Broadcast News, what's the word I'm looking for? It just played out so well for me, like... He kind of puts it all. He lays it out all on the line.
Oh, yeah.
For her.
I love
you. And he's like, and they have that great friendship, you know. So like how Harry met Sally.
Yep.
They're just like two peas in a pod. They complete each other's sentences. They laugh. They have a great time. He's in love with her, but she is clearly apparently not
right
with him, even though she loves him. She clearly loves him.
Right.
But she's not in love with him, and she's not attracted to him.
Not in that way. Right.
Yeah, but she is with William Hurt, who is...
That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I used to get so emotionally involved in this movie, and I'd be like, God damn it,
that's
Holly Hunter.
But that was a whole life.
Exactly, dude.
I'm so nice and sweet, and I'm like,
exactly.
Then you hear the words. They're like, "Why can't I just find like a good guy?" And you're like,
yeah.
"You're telling me that. Like, I am a good guy.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me those words?"
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I would give anything.
Yeah. If you say that as a girl,
yeah.
If you say that
it's rough.
To a guy,
rough.
You better freaking mean them.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. It is rough.
Because
don't ever. It's the worst.
Yeah. They're not like, even, oh, like, good. Can I comfort you?
Well, like there. even if you're not romantically attracted to this female, you're
right.
still like, well, how come you never hit on me? Like, there's still always that moment where you're like, I'm a good guy.
Right.
Like, I'm single. How come this hasn't been an option? Why are you telling me that? Why am I just the friend?
Right.
And like the whole friend zone thing is rough. And which is why like movies like Just Friends, where they're romantic comedies, exist too.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like he's just so in love with her, but he's just her buddy. And you're like, dang it.
So as homework, you need to find and watch Broadcast News.
Will do.
It will speak to you greatly.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool. All right, so
sorry, I had to do that again.
I like
I'm
it.
Just gonna
I want
keep
you to
doing
do it.
It.
Yeah, I just said do it more.
I can't help it.
So, all right, I'm gonna pull up my close it out. Dang it, I'll
dummy.
Find it again.
So I asked about TV romances, and I got a bunch of things that I wasn't necessarily gonna see on the list. Like one person, my buddy Patrick, wrote Buffy and Angel. Duh.
I didn't watch that show.
That was his comment where I'm like, wow. Like, that was your favorite TV romance was, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is a very, very popular show.
Right.
And Joss Whedon does a very good job with that show. But I was just like, wow, like, of all the wealth of TV
so
out
who
there,
are your who are your t- before you look
Jim and Pam 100% that's mine, like my
I think
number
mine
one.
Too Jim and Pam
which they are I think that they are the majority of my list or not the majority of but
most
they,
people
they
have
are
that.
The most repeated
okay.
I think. But then, who said it? My friend Vicky said Lucy and Ricky. And I'm like, well, yeah, like, duh. Like,
yeah, but that never played.
Great.
I mean, that was just like entertaining, but I never, I mean, I granted, I didn't watch a ton of I Love Lucy or, yeah. or The Lucy Show or any of those, but it was more about still a vehicle for her comedy as opposed to a vehicle for their romance.
Yeah, but it.
But they were really in love.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a real couple.
They were a real couple.
Yeah.
And it just, it worked. I thought that they were so good. And like when we did our mom's episode, like they both talked about I Love Lucy and how like groundbreaking it was to like show the fact that she was pregnant and like all these things, mm-hmm. all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, you know, that was a really good like TV romance, like back in the day, like Lucy and Ricky, like, oh, that's really cool. That's really sweet. Like, I never thought that. Jim and Pam for me are like top.
Who else?
Being a How I Met Your Mother person,
right?
I also really like Marshall and Lily. They are very, very high up on the list.
Cool.
Ross and Rachel, I was surprised that not very many people said Ross and Rachel. But they were pretty good as well.
Do you think that David Schwimmer has kind of just run his course as far as like his appeal to folks?
I guess.
Because doesn't it seem like more people are more annoyed with... I think that his Ross... For me, anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I would have... I think when that first came on, and Ross and Rachel were in the first few seasons, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it was early on.
The whole span of the show, but yeah, like...
Early on was mostly it.
Right.
Or it was being introduced, and I bought into that, and I resonated with Ross, too. I was like... Yeah. I was with him. But man, after a while, and his character just became
well,
so
they got
whiny.
So character-y.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. That one never like stuck for me. But
then I think one of my favorites. I was just checking to see if it was on here, and it's not really on here at all. But Sam and Diane.
Sam and Diane were great. Sam and Diane were so great,
and it just they did that love-hate thing.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Like, they were so good at it, where you're just like, ah, like, you could tell they hated each other, but
they
didn't.
Loved each other.
Like, they
yeah.
didn't. It
yeah.
was, like, the perfect, like, opposites attract
right.
thing, and it was perfect.
They hated each other, and they hated the fact that they loved each
but
other.
But they were yeah. so in love.
Yeah, yeah.
So it made it so good, and it was such a bummer, because I love Cheers. As like, dumb as that show is in principle, where, like, you know... They get phone calls, like important phone calls at Cheers, because that's where the whole
show
takes place.
I think that used to happen. You know,
I doubt it.
In bars?
I highly doubt it.
I think, I mean...
Like, he gets, like, a phone call from his boss. Like, George, or George went. Norm gets phone calls from his boss. Oh, I'm, you know, I'll be on my way or whatever. I'm like, he's at the bar. Like, you're not going to get a hold of him at the bar. But that's where the whole show took place. So I get it. And, like, it's a TV show, so blah, 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 blah. That whole dumb aspect of it. But... The Sam and Diane thing was great, and then when Shelley Long left, they tried to replicate the Sam and Diane chemistry with Kirstie Alley, who was great on Cheers.
She was hilarious.
But the Sam and Rebecca thing...
Wasn't the same.
It wasn't.
It wasn't the same.
They tried to make it the same.
Because Rebecca was never like the good girl like that Diane was. Like,
right.
Diane
she was
always
just,
like a...
She was untouchable because she was in charge. Like, she was the boss mm-hmm. when she came on. And so, like, that's what made her... like untouchable, whereas Diane was just like the goody-goody intellectual,
right?
And like she would never date such a jockey imbecile,
right?
Oh, so good. Sam and Diane, who were your favorite TV people?
Well, it was definitely Jim and Pam was definitely up there, or Sam and Diane for sure. You know, but besides that, TV wise there weren't a whole lot of like TV romances that really grasped me, you know, that like, oh, I was into right. It was so funny, like there was a long stretch of time when romantically Luke and Laura were the thing on All My Children, like where people would talk about Luke and Laura forever, like, uh-huh. which is impressive, like impressive for a show. But of course that didn't ever, not for me.
Got it.
So that's, you know, there might be some that come up when you read them and I'll be like, oh yeah, yeah.
There's some,
but there's none that I think of like offhand.
Well, there's some that people are listing and like, I don't know if they're serious or not. Like Will, who was helped us out with Miss Little Music of Mayhem,
mm-hmm.
he put Herman and Lily Munster, and so
I think
like,
he's being silly.
but I mean, it counts though.
It does count.
Like,
and
they were a very good couple.
No, you know what? And Herman was very cute with her. Like he was very cute with
her.
Yeah,
but I think it is more of like a silly answer. So and some of these, I never would have picked up ever. Like Jen Paul from work
right.
said Fran the Nanny and Max Sheffield. And that was,
I just that doesn't I don't have a frame of reference for that.
You never watched The Nanny?
No. I mean,
it was so good.
She was very attractive.
She was the nanny.
And he was the boss.
Yeah. And they,
okay. Yeah.
They
no. I know who you mean. Fell in love. I know who you mean. Yeah. They fell in love. He's English.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
He was in the show. He was.
That's another. It's so like, funny how like a lot of these classic
yeah.
romance themes in movies and TVs yeah. are these class things.
Yep.
Where you know one's upper class and one's lower class yep. and but their love prevails.
Of course, because that's what you want.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you could always relate to one side or the other.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
Like, but that's why I thought when somebody said Dan and Roseanne, I was just like, wow, that's a good one. Like, I never would have picked that ever. Mm-hmm. But I was like, man, they were really in love with each other on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, that was like, you know, middle class central was right. like what Roseanne was all about. And it was just, it was so good. They were so cute. He really loved her. And then he died and it sucked.
Oh, he died in the show. That's right.
Yeah.
Like, John Goodman's alive.
No, yeah. But he died in the show. right, okay. It was terrible. Who else did we say on here? People put Ross and Rachel, Chandler and Monica from Friends. People liked them better.
Yeah.
Casey Gardner.
That's
this is a joke, but okay. he said Hurley in the giant jar of ranch dressing.
Nah, dude, come on. It's you know funny, what's funny? The, I don't know that so the actor the actor who plays Hurley. I can't think yeah. of his name.
But Jorge
I
could, Garcia.
There you go. Yeah. I could see him like just happen to like be listening and go, dude, what the fuck? Come on.
Like, yeah. Hurley and Libby, like that was on point. Sun and Jin, people put Sun and Jin from Lost because they were...
That was pretty good, but it had like some good. Of that old school, like, you know, arranged marriage and type of...
Kind of, but not really. Like,
no, they, it was good.
Like
it was
they,
good.
Yeah, they got to the point where you're like, oh yeah, okay, got it. Nick McCann said Coach Taylor and Mrs. Taylor.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Really good one.
That is a good one.
But
that
see, I like that one just because their marriage was so solid.
Right.
Like, and that's what made it so good. Like, they weren't so lovey-dovey, like, cutesy.
They were real.
Cutesy. It was, like, a real,
they were
like,
real, and they were both really good people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so that was cool.
So there's, I got a whole, I mean, there's a whole list. Somebody said Mulder and Scully. My friend Drina said Mulder and Scully.
I like that one just because it's always, you know, it's one of those things where they became friends.
Right.
And then there was kind of an attraction between them and... Then they end up acting on it.
Like it goes back to the Ross and Rachel thing. It goes back to the Sam and Diane thing. It's the will they, won't they. And that is a big draw for
yeah.
TV. Because like you could write a story where people are together and like, okay, now you guys are a couple. Boom. And it's like, okay. And now people are watching that as they're a couple. And it's like, but that's what made Jim and Pam so good. You're like, oh, that you get so obvious they're in love with each other, but they can't. Like it's. They never like crossed the line where it was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I just remember like for a while, like really want. I mean, thinking Pam was so attractive, but then also just wanting to choke her. Like, what?
Yeah, what are you problem with you?
Why
what
are you with problem? Roy?
Roy's a jerk. Yeah. Jim's right there.
Yeah,
right?
And then you know, and there are women who hate the saying that women like jerks.
Oh yeah,
who just hate that saying,
right.
But. And it's I would understand that too. If I was a woman, I'd be like, I don't like jerks.
It's very stereotypical.
It is very stereotypical, and
right.
it's not true. But there's a bad boy. I don't know the whatever.
Yeah,
that through
there's a draw.
There's a draw.
Right.
There's a draw. I mean, just like yeah, anyway. So anyway, I forgot what I was going to talk about.
Yeah. but there's a couple people put Parks and Rec. They put both relationships from Parks and Rec. Where they said April and Andy, or Leslie and I forget his name already.
Scott, what's his name?
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott. Yes. Yeah. I never bought that relationship.
I
never bought it. Yeah. You didn't watch the show?
I did not watch Parks and Rec.
I mean, it was funny. It was funny, but the romance on there, what to me wasn't like, I don't know. It didn't move me.
My buddy Nick, who was a guest on the show, said Hank Moody and Karen from Californication.
I haven't seen that show.
Very good show.
Okay.
I highly recommend
I'll go check
it.
That out sometime.
So there's just a whole wealth of people on here. Biz jokingly put George Michael in Maybe from.
That's a good one, too.
But,
that's a good one.
Yeah, but it's
that's
good.
So funny that Biz puts a comment about the show that he was a guest on, and Nick
true.
McCann did too.
That's true.
That
too.
He was so.
But that just means we pick good guests for talk about the shows.
Absolutely,
because that's apparently their favorites. My friend Jessica, who listens to the show, which awesome. She commented and I commented back. Thank you for listening, Jessica. She said can't decide between Ross and Rachel and Jim and Pam. They're both her favorite.
Cool.
So a lot of, Jim and Pam, I think they topped the list.
I think over the last 15 years that they probably set the bar for like TV romance.
And
probably.
Now a couple people said Amy and Rory from Doctor Who, and I don't know who those people are because I did not watch Doctor Who at all.
I thought you did some of it.
I've seen a couple episodes, but I don't know who Amy and Rory are.
Well, you know, when we start to watch
and
one day do an episode, we'll know. And then we'll go back and reference that.
No, it's very Rachel said Charlie and Claire from Lost. That's good.
Not Claire. Wait a minute.
All everybody.
What about
not Penny's boat?
Yeah,
that's Charlie.
Charlie and
you all everybody. That was Claire, the pregnant Australian.
Okay, but
Charlie
the,
and Claire.
Charlie was the rocker.
Yeah.
Who was the dude with the long hair? Who was
Sawyer?
No. Who was the English guy? Who
Saeed?
No.
What are you talking about?
The guy who
from Lost?
Yes, who was in the hole? The dude who was in the hole. Who was in the hole pushing the button?
Oh, Desmond.
Desmond. Yeah. Desmond. Desmond and what's her name?
Penny. Desmond Penny.
That
was a good one. Lost had a lot of them.
That was a good one. That was one that moved me.
And like the love triangle between Jack and Kate and Sawyer. You're like, who's she going to pick? Is she going to pick the bad boy or is she going to pick, the leader?
You got to see Bone Tomahawk. Speaking
don't
of Jack.
Get me started on Lost.
Yes.
I could talk about that all day. My mom says Maddie and David from Moonlighting. And then,
that was a good one because that's a really good will they, won't they, and they're both very, at least written, very appealingly. Like, so you enjoy the entire dance that they're doing through that whole series. So good call, Mom.
Who is, do you know Cam and Mitch? Do you know who that is?
That's on Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
So it's the gay couple on Modern Family.
Okay. I don't watch Modern Family. I heard it's phenomenal, but I know. I haven't watched
That's it. A gold mine waiting for you.
My friend Jenny says Luke and Laura.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Oh, good for her.
Yep. Dan and Roseanne, Jim and Pam, and Cam and Mitch.
Cool.
So there's that. My grandma says Heart to Heart. Which
okay.
Is, yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. President Rosalind and Admiral Adama from Battlestar Galactica.
The new one. I'm guessing that's new one, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Did you watch that?
The new BSG?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a great show.
I did not finish it.
It was a great show.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah. I almost finished it, but then I got distracted and I moved out of the house that I was watching it in. So anyway, but I think that's the majority of the people on my list. So if you commented, thank you very much for participating. And that was your shout out moment. And I think we're all in agreement that Jim and Pam are the greatest.
Agreed. All right, so here are some of the movies that I got for favorite, and there was a lot of responses.
You can't.
So the first one I got, which is legit, but it's not one that I think of at all.
Got it.
Top Gun. I just don't think of
it. What? As a romantic
movie? That was
movie?
Lisa Lewis. Yeah.
Top Gun. I guess.
There's a romance, but yeah.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
So Eric Berglund wrote The Revenant, and then he wrote, just kidding, in truth, Amelie.
Amelie is great.
Amelie is a very, very good movie.
But see, that's a movie where you're like, I would never pick that movie either. I would never be like.
I just think of it more of a
romantic movie.
I think of it more of just a very entertaining movie.
Yes,
I don't think the romance doesn't sweep me up.
It's just a little bonus, yeah. But like her personality, it's like more of just her.
It's all
her. Like
her. Yeah, the whole thing is her.
So
and the cinematography,
right? But like when she's like getting revenge on the boss, like and the boss of the grocery stand or whatever, and like she's swapping everything out and like making his like lamp move a centimeter every day, like that whole.
That's good stuff.
I love Amelie.
My friend Martin Fisher said Time After Time, which I have not seen that one.
Don't know that.
And he said, I believe that's the name, Christopher Reeves. Meet Joe Black.
Ugh, dude, Meet Joe Black makes me cry like four times.
Okay, so I'm going to have to watch that one because I have seen scenes of it.
It's so
And I really
good.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I, I think Brad Pitt's great and I think Anthony Hopkins is great. So
that
that's
movie
a,
is
that's
phenomenal. It's very like happy, sad type movie. And all it's right. so good.
Scott Fraio, The Man from Snowy River. Never saw it.
Don't know.
Never saw that, but I'm going to take your word on it.
Yeah.
Gina, my friend Gina, who visited over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Say Anything.
Say Anything.
He's, great movie. He's Not That Into You.
He's Just Not That Into You. Yeah. That's a good one.
I haven't
modern.
Oh, that's
a modern one.
What's his name? Dane Cook, right?
No, that's no? Matthew
it's in a bit. It's a bit off of Dane Cook.
It's
isn't
Matthew,
it?
I don't think so.
Based on a
it's
Dane
Matthew
Cook
McConaughey
bit?
And Kate Hudson.
Anyway.
Which they're another one of those they're good together type.
That's cool.
People. Yeah.
Jenny Bonanini, The Princess Bride. That's a good
classic,
one.
Classic, dude.
That's a great
As
movie.
As you wish.
Yeah, that's a great, man. Great movie.
Yeah.
Ron Logan says Love Actually.
Good.
Which we talked about.
Good
that's
stuff.
A good one, too.
Dig it.
Christopher Andrews says Before Sunrise Trilogy, which I haven't seen any of those.
I don't know what that is.
And I think it's like these three movies that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently it's very good.
There you go.
Some
romantic.
Kind of Wonderful. I'm not familiar with
Man,
that.
I don't know any of these movies.
Me neither. The Holiday. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Is
that
one's Queen
cute.
Latifah? Is
no,
that right?
That's you're thinking of The Last Holiday.
The Last Holiday. What's The Holiday?
The
about?
Holiday has Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet.
That's
with
a good
Jude Law
one. Yeah.
Black.
That's one of Andrea's favorite
yeah,
ones,
that's
too.
That's a very good
that's
one.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Domi says My Best Friend's Wedding.
That's good. Dude, Julia Roberts.
I need to see that one again.
Speaking of Julia Roberts, I'm surprised we haven't said Pretty Woman yet.
Well, let's
that's
see.
Like
we'll see if it comes up.
It has to.
Okay.
Because everyone loves that movie.
Sid, you know Sid? Sid Go Sid?
Yeah, yeah.
Sid was Forrest Rump.
Now, either that's very inappropriate typo.
Yeah,
or...
I told him, I said, I'm sorry, I've never seen that. I've seen Forrest Hump, but I haven't seen Forrest Rump.
Holy
so,
crap.
Somewhere in Time. Yes. Yes.
Forrest Hump, everybody.
Okay. Santiago is a fan of The Notebook, which is good.
Excellent.
Allison Gill is a fan of Some Kind of Wonderful.
Okay.
Hands down, she says, which are you familiar with that one?
Some Kind of Wonderful? No idea.
Me neither.
Yep.
But these are all like potential romantic movie homework assignments.
Well,
so.
Like we said at the very beginning, there is so many. And like, the library, the catalog, or whatever you want to say, is just gigantic. And
yeah.
It just depends on taste, really. Like,
yeah.
And so you could be all about the comedy aspect of these movies and like think that, you know, The Wedding Singer is the greatest romantic comedy ever.
Right.
And somebody else says a
yeah,
movie
or,
that you've never heard of.
Yeah, or
like,
you know, it's just your own personal taste. Like
right?
When Beth Accomando was on, she was saying her best favorite date movie was
Shaun
of
the Dead,
you know,
right.
which somebody put on here,
yeah.
which is great.
It's fantastic.
So Mark F. Hamill likes A Very Long Engagement. Never heard of it. Never
okay.
seen it.
Nope.
Laura Spafford likes Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Good movie.
There it is.
Good romance. Yeah.
The time of my life.
No, that's a really good one because that one really like kind of sets that romantic, for me anyway, it sets that romantic tone really well. And it also has the class thing. Like that's
well,
such
a
strong
thing,
story.
And it's an age thing. Like he is supposed to be older.
Oh, really?
It's definitely an age doesn't matter type thing, and it's definitely a class thing. And it's like it's a very oh, dude. Nobody said Ghost.
Not yet.
Oh man,
Ghost is
I
good.
Remember watching Ghost for the first time, and that movie made me cry.
Ditto,
dude. It made me bawl when he like spoiler alert when he goes up to heaven. At the end, I was like, holy crap. And she says ditto. And it's the stupidest thing in
but
the history
great.
Of
it works,
ever.
It works good.
Golly, geez, man. I was a mess
right.
when I saw Ghost.
So there's so many of these. So Melissa Lyons says Monsoon Wedding, which I've never heard of.
Nope.
She says it's set in India, some subtitles. So clearly it's not a big movie. But she strongly suggests I see it.
Okay.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Good flick.
Jess Tulamello. I agree.
Yeah.
Jess Tulamello said that.
Yep, that's a good one.
Christy Prather with L.A. Story. Whoop, whoop.
Okay.
Good job.
Yep.
Sarah.
You're like, that's one that I like, too.
Sarah Rittner said Pretty Woman and or When Harry Met Sally.
Pretty Woman. Now, we briefly talked about Pretty Woman for a second, and you said you don't like it.
Okay.
Because.
I never saw it. I've never seen it beginning to end.
Then you can't say that you don't like it.
You're right. I can't say that. But because and the reason I've never seen it from beginning to end is because the theme of it is because I know what happens. You know, she meets a rich guy and then they fall in love. Now, but she's a hooker. She meets him as a hooker. And so to me, what that's saying is become a hooker and your dreams will come true.
No.
Yes.
It's not saying that.
How is it not saying
it's
that?
Saying that it can happen.
It could happen. So give it a shot.
No, not be a hooker, but it's saying that you can find love in the most unlikely of places.
All right. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right. Kelly Spicer, The Notebook and Sleepless in Seattle.
Perfect.
Sean Tatt's Classic. Love Actually.
Classic.
Casey Likes Amelie. Casey Gardner.
Yep. Amelie, good stuff.
Somewhere in Time, Bob Machete likes that.
Okay.
Blue, blue, blue.
Nobody said any Disney movies.
I
that
said my big,
my,
fat,
mind.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which I always enjoy.
That's a fun movie.
And which is almost like, it's like, you know, any of the classic, Someone Doesn't Think of Me That Way.
Right.
Through a Girl's Eyes.
Yes.
Which is real. I think that's great. That's
but
great.
I'm surprised there hasn't been any Disney movies. Because what are your thoughts on Disney movies? Do you think Disney movies are good love stories?
For me, none of them come to mind where I'm like, oh, this Disney story where, I mean.
Right. I love Disney movies. But as far as love stories go, like, they're all kind of like shady. Like Little Mermaid, people love Little Mermaid, and like I love the music from Little Mermaid, and I like the movie, and I think it's very gorgeously animated, but the love story is like she's 16, sees a guy for 10 seconds, never has a single conversation with him, and then abandons her entire race to go marry him the next day.
Like, that's love.
That's rough. Like, and like, wow, she's 16 and he's like a prince and he's somewhat older. So I'm like, get like 16 years old, like you run away from home and marry a guy. Woof. Like that, I mean, it is love. And it's cute. And I love that movie, but it's kind of messed up.
So my friend Debbie Elam put a couple on here that are a little bit older.
Okay.
Goodbye Girl, which is probably 80s, 70s or 80s.
Okay.
Marcia Mason.
Got it.
And she put Little Romance, which I think is A Little Romance,
which
is an old, I remember seeing that movie, and it was a very cute romantic movie.
Got it.
Michael Christensen likes Legend of the Fall. Have you seen that?
Yep. That one's old.
I think I've seen
old
that.
School.
Is that with Anthony Hopkins?
Brad Pitt, I know, is in it.
Brad Pitt. And I thought
he's
maybe
got long hair.
I might be thinking of a different like period piece with Brad Pitt. River Runs Through It. Maybe I'm thinking of that.
Is that Brad Pitt?
Isn't it? I don't know. All right. Dirty Dancing, Pretty Woman,
Dancing.
The Notebook.
Notebook.
Andrea Grenfell.
Yep.
Shadowlands.
No.
Not familiar with. About Time. Sorry, Ken. I put on there that I'm a big fan of the romantic lines in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. They're great, dude. They're great.
No, I dig
Like the end of that movie where she jumps off, or he jumps, she jumps off. He jumps off. Where they tell the story about you will float away, you know, if you, I forget exactly how it
Got
is.
It.
But it's so like, yeah, at the end of the movie, he jumps off into the fog. And that's great. Like, both of the main like romances in it, but the younger one and the older one.
Yep.
I just were so sold by both of those. So.
I buy it.
Princess Bride, Lynette Chapman.
As you wish.
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies. Excellent.
That's funny. I've never seen that.
I brought that one up in the Beth Accomando thing.
Right.
It's
that's
a zombie
right.
movie, but it's a love movie.
Liz Axe likes Wedding Singer. And
great.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That one's good, too. Oh, along that vein, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist is also very
that
good.
That is a cute one. I enjoy that. I enjoy
it's very
that.
Very good. Unconventional is another one along that same. It's just Michael Cera, I guess. Is Juno is unconventional. Kind
yeah,
of
but that's a good
movie,
one. It's a good one. It's a good one, yeah. P.S. I Love You.
Uh-huh.
You've seen that one?
A long time ago, but
okay.
Yes. Serendipity is so good. Oh, have you seen Serendipity?
I have not seen
that. I just thought of that, and Samantha loves that movie, Serendipity. It's John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale.
And, like, I'm a big Cusack fan.
They meet, and like they she decides to, like, if it's meant to be, we'll leave it up to fate, and then they, like, part ways, and like, ugh.
They happen to meet again,
and well, I don't know, you'll have to see the movie.
Oh, good job. All right. I'll never see it.
I know, it's very good. Serendipity's good times.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Okay, classic.
10 Things I Hate About You.
I like it.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Can't Hardly Wait, I don't think of that anymore because it would never happen that way in modern times.
I'll have to see that one.
You've never seen Can't Hardly Wait?
Nope.
It's like he loves her throughout all of high school and then decides to tell her the last day of school, like the graduation party.
Oh, yeah.
And he has like this huge letter that he wrote and like revised so many times, and he's going to give her the letter finally. And then something happens, and you have to see the movie.
I'll never see it. You can tell me
nope,
right now.
It's all not
right,
happen.
Whatever.
She finds the letter, and then
so
she finds the letter and reads it and thinks it's like amazing. And then he goes up to talk to her, but she thinks that
someone else wrote it.
No, she just thinks that he's being some jerk and like prowling on her at the moment, because he throws it away because he thinks that she's seeing somebody else at this point.
Uh-huh.
And so he throws the letter away, and she finds it and reads it, and she's like, oh, this person gets me, this person right here. And then he goes up and he's like trying to tell her like, hey, I wrote it. But she's like, you're just trying to get with me because I just showed that I'm vulnerable right now.
I hate it already.
And it's rough. And then she's like supposed to leave, and like he shows up at the bus station and like, oh. Anyway, it's very good. All right. It's a high school movie, but okay. It's good. Yeah.
Just besides Bridget Jones' Diary, 10 Things I Hate About You, Can't Hardly Wait, Secretary.
Wow. Yes, dude, yes. The James Spader movie?
Yes, I'm sure.
Woof, man.
I'm sure that's the one she
saw. I saw
about.
That movie thinking like, oh, this is like, I think it was on Netflix, and I was like, this looks like it could be cute or something. Wow.
That's
that was
maybe
like
the
original
sexiest performance.
50 Shades of Grey right there.
I never saw 50
I didn't
Shades
see either, but it's all like S&M stuff.
Oh, I've seen Secretary. I've seen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
Secretary
it's like the original, man.
Secretary's woo. Tight. Maggie Gyllenhaal is super sexy.
That is
movie.
Well, it's crazy.
Good
it's like
Lord.
So like woof. Yeah, I never would have picked that movie, but
yeah,
that's good.
But hey, all you guys out there,
how many more do you have on your list? We're getting close to time here.
Oh,
so I wanna
God. All right, so I'll go fast.
Pick out some good ones.
All right. Officer and a Gentleman, very good.
Classic.
Very good.
Carries her out at the
Atonement.
End.
Atonement. Have you seen Atonement?
No.
It's very good.
That's a period one.
It is
piece,
a period
right?
piece, yeah. And it's super well done. It Got was it. Up for Best Picture a few years ago.
Excellent.
Urban Cowboy, man, pretty good. Okay. Beyond the Lights. True Romance, Pretty Woman. Princess Bride. Yep. Says Andrea. Yep. Notebook. Yep. Somewhere in Time. Stardust.
Breakfast at Tiffany's is... It's okay. It's good.
I have to see it. Love Story, which I figured that was going to happen.
Yeah.
The Way We Were, which is another
Got it.
Classic. Those are like Love Story and The Way We Were, like
right.
the same time.
Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice, I've never seen.
And Zombies.
looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Ever After, says Rachel Williams.
Ever After is cute.
And Bridget Jones' Diary.
Ever After is cute. It's the Cinderella, Drew Barrymore Cinderella movie.
Notting Hill. Tony Shepard likes that.
Yep.
Jerry Maguire says
there
John
it is.
Rich.
Woohoo!
John Rich has
it
got
has
Jerry
to
Maguire.
Have, it has to have made it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, You Had Me at Hello is like one of the most famous movie lines ever.
It's great.
Yeah.
First Blood. All right.
See, when people say things like Hurley and the Jar of Ranch and First Blood.
Yes.
Come on, people.
Oh, here we go. Cheryl
Use
Jennings.
Use your hearts.
Cheryl Jennings says Ghost. And An Affair to Remember, Walk to Remember, and American in Paris.
What was the song in Ghost? You never close. Nope, that's Top Gun. What is the song? Unchained Melody. How does it go? Golly.
And I go to Dirty Dancing.
Right. I went to Dirty Dancing, and I went to Top Gun, because...
All right.
How does that song go?
What's the song in Ghost?
The moment. You pick them up.
Okay. Princess Bride, West Side Story, Moulin Rouge, Love and Basketball. Have you ever seen Love and Basketball?
Love and Basketball.
It's a black story about two inner city basketball players who are both very gifted, and they both have scholarship opportunities and professional opportunities in basketball.
Never heard of it.
It's great. Dude, there's a scene in that movie that will make you bawl your eyes out. It's great.
Love and Basketball?
Yes, I'm telling you. It's a great movie.
Huh.
Joey Minnick wants to know if adult entertainment counts. Of course
no.
it does. Of course, for him,
Forrest
it does.
Hump.
Forrest Rump. All of the above. Romancing the Stone. Legend.
That makes me so happy.
Stardust, we're almost to the end. Notebook, Casablanca, The 51st Dates. AJ likes Wet Hot American Summer.
That's a good one. I like it.
And I think that's... Oh, here's Amber Wesa. The Notebook is horrible. They're both awful people who hurt everybody and really shouldn't be together. Oh, I guess it's cute. The old guy tells her story, but I'm sure the only reason she's not arguing with him about it is because she doesn't remember him. Team Lawn. I don't get that.
No.
Team
don't
Lawn.
Know.
So, Amber, we're going to have to... You'll have to qualify that, what you mean by Team Lawn.
Yeah.
Team Lawn.
Don't know what that means.
First 5 minutes of Up.
Oh.
That is a cute. That is
man.
A very romantic thing.
That is like super romantic. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
And then let's see. Titanic.
So
the first Titanic is Robert Porter.
Oh, yeah.
Way
Titanic.
Down at the end.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And he said Jerry Maguire and Almost Famous. Return of the Jedi. Singing in the Rain. 27 Dresses. And An Officer and a Gentleman. There we go. That's all.
Cool.
That's all of our list.
Time. Goes by.
Is that the one in
so
Ghost?
So slowly.
And I am your
daughter. And the pottery wheel.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep.
Yes. So that's a lot. There's a lot. And you know what makes me happy is like so many people said so many different things.
You know what was
that's what makes me the happiest out of them all.
Not only that, like what I was appreciated because I put this up just this afternoon.
Yeah, I just did mine this afternoon also.
And enough people were inspired that like over 60 people responded in the next hour saying like this is my favorite romantic
movie. This is my favorite. These are my couple. So, this is my
everybody
couple,
loves
right?
to like go along for the ride.
Well, not only that, but like you love love.
Love is great, man. Yeah. Love is great. Love is great.
All you need is love.
That's love is all you need.
Nobody put Moulin Rouge. That's a
that
good
was on
one.
There. That okay. was on there. Yes.
Woo, because that's a good one right there, man. Moulin Rouge.
That is good, mainly because they sell it well. Best.
Nobody said The Bodyguard.
Okay.
Speaking of this song.
All right, get ready to cue that up and then cue it when I point to you.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. I got locked and loaded.
You're ready to go. Okay. So my favorite part of, let me see, of Say Anything.
Uh-huh.
Is when he's desperately trying to show her how much he loves her, and he holds up the boombox, and it's just like, yeah, feel the love. Can you feel the love?
It's so good. Anyway, I knew we were talking about Valentine's Day and everything, and I love Valentine's Day. I'm a very romantic-y, sappy guy,
mm-hmm.
so I could talk about this all day long. And I know there was just a bunch of random shout-outs in there, but that's because they had good input, I think.
They're great input. Yeah, yeah, we really appreciate people who are stepping up and helping us out, getting some titles together for
it's
this.
It's perfect. And so, and like, it makes you think outside the box a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. I never would have thought to put, like, a Star Trek romance mm-hmm. on my list of like favorite TV romances,
mm-hmm.
but it's so good. Somebody, Joel Gossett, I just remembered, put Sheldon and Amy from Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of us watch that show, but apparently they have a good romance, so who knows? I don't know, but thanks for the suggestion. Like,
yeah,
if you guys participated in our little real quick impromptu Valentine's Day love fest or whatever you want to call it, like, awesome. Thanks
yeah,
for
thanks.
Your input. Like, that's rad. But
participate in all of our
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
come on, get on it.
Yeah, no, that's this is. I mean, ideally, what's cool is even though it wasn't like as the show, we weren't putting it under Life's a Binge. We just
right.
put it under BJ and
yeah.
And Jared.
We just asked a question,
but that's the kind of engagement that we're looking for. You
right.
know, it's all about the conversation. You want to talk about movies that you like, TV shows that you like, and talk about it with people that you like. And
yeah.
That's what our show's about.
Like, any of you people that commented, if you want to talk about it some more, that's
let's do
what
it.
We're all about.
Yeah, let's
so,
do it.
Yeah, we'll just hit us up and we'll get you on and we'll talk about some lovey things.
Yeah, you can tell us all about why you think that this is the best romantic movie of all time.
Absolutely. But yeah, so I love Valentine's Day. I love love. I'm happily in love. So maybe I'm just, you know, in a good giddy mood for that reason. But I don't care. I'm happy. I'm proud to say it. And so happy Valentine's Day, everybody out there. I hope you had a good one. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I love you, Andrea.
Oh,
there we go.
You
on
broke
Valentine's
it.
Day.
You broke
I had
it
to.
Up.
It's Valentine's
well,
Day.
Well, fine. I and love I'm, you, Samantha.
There you go. Boo.
No, just go kidding. Ahead. You take your moment.
Anyway, no, that was it. I just wanted to like make sure on Valentine's Day that I said that.
And yeah,
I'm glad we had fun yesterday. I'm assuming we're going to have fun on Sunday.
Yeah, true that.
So.
Me too.
So, yes.
Ditto.
So say it again.
Ditto.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Ditto, right? Sorry, one last time. I had to do it.
It's all right.
Anyway, this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll
see
you
on
the couch.
Life's a Binge.
Right?
Thank you for listening to A Modern Profession Podcast. For more podcasts you might enjoy and information on live shows and how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com or check us out on Twitter @AModernPro or on Instagram @AModernProfession. Thank you. Good night.